Hi there, it's Rocket in here, and I am your podcaster. Before I start yakking, I was in the middle of my podcast and my phone rang, so I have to start again. Anywho, how are you doing? Hope you are doing fantastic. So, what am I going to talk about today? Well, how about don't leave home without it? And I am not talking about American Express card either. It is something else that is kind of related to what I think of about what I think of don't leave home without it. So, Rebel is on his way home. Not really home, on the way to town. It probably take him 4 more hours. So I said, you know what? I think instead of going to the gym, I'm going to go in thrifting. Besides, I have a bag full of donations. So that's what I did. What am I going to look after? A brand name type, or maybe could be a purse or clothes or anything like that. I have a lot of Dooney & Burke bags, as well I have 4 Tory Burch. I have Fendi. I also have Gucci bags and other stuff. But I'm still after MCM as well as Salvatore Ferragamo. Why am I talking about brands? Because I am learning. And part of my learning is to dig deeper into each subject that I want to focus on. And just to be clear, I am not collecting bags to keep it for myself. I sell them. Because I recognize collecting items for personal use has the potential ability to become a hoarder of stuff, and I don't like that. I actually I actually make money on selling a lot of purses and other knickknacks online, and it is not fast enough for me to get rid of them, so that's why I have to kind of watch what I'm buying, and also just because I don't want to clutter my space. And it started to get cluttered, so I keep donating. So anywho, today is 40% on handbags, purses, boots, shoes, and anything like that. I'm not crazy about clothes. I'm just good with just wearing a short of boots and a shirt and a shoulder bag. But when it comes to purses, because the universe produced or provided those awareness to me because of the experiences that I learned, so I just, usually sometimes I'll just go and thrift and just to look around. I don't really necessarily have to buy everything that I see because I am in a budget. But, you know, what's so interesting about it is with a limited budget, I can pull a lot of expensive stuff. That is just because I am patient and I don't restrict my time. I take the time. Time is not against me. I am with time. It's a 2 different mentality. And one of those things that I have become aware when it comes to thrifting is when I donate or give, I get lots of coupons in return. And those coupons, they really become very, very handy when it comes to buying stuff if they are not on sale. Coupons of discount for my next purchase is what I am talking about when I said don't leave home without it. You know, they are friends of mine, and the more I donate and the people that I got to know at thrifting store, they gave me more coupons than what I donate. So it's like giving out and I'm receiving in. And I like that mentality. And I'm not only talking about just donation. It's about things like when I have plenty of stuff, I'll give it away. I do not hoard it. I am by myself. I am only me. And I don't want to be attached to so many things that will slow me down, that will hold me back, that will make life's difficult for someone to get rid of it in my when I pass away. So what are some of the things that you cannot leave home without it? that is my podcast for now. And as usual, this is Rocket saying, have a wonderful day. Bye.